Hey. Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to another installment of Granola Girls. Sarah isn't here yet, so it's just Granola Girl for the moment, but she will be here presently. And, of course, this is the Granola Girls, always, always at 4 p.m. on Fridays on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. We're the Granola Girls, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff. That is the beginning of that other song, Threshold by Sex Bob-omb from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. Today, well, I'll let Sarah come and then we'll talk about the theme, so I'll just play another song, but I just wanted to say that at the beginning, so please enjoy.
to make up. Left my baby in New York City.
Crying, crying, start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you. Yes, now you're gone, and from this moment on, I'll be crying, 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 yeah, crying, crying. Oh,
yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
So now we're both here, everyone. If you couldn't,
yay.
If
obviously
you couldn't
it's running
tell,
late. I mean, what is new?
What is new? One of us is always running late.
Right. And it's fine. You know, sometimes yeah. you just have to pick up the slack.
There's some understanding there.
Yeah. I feel like that strengthens the relationship, right?
Yeah,
when
definitely.
You know that, like, if the other person's late, it's fine. Right.
See, because Sarah wasn't here, I didn't want to talk about our theme yet.
Oh,
but if
right.
you haven't picked it up already, like Sarah, do we want to talk about our theme for this for this week now?
Love to talk about it. So
love nothing more than to talk
right,
about
so
this.
Right. So we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I think you brought it up, right?
Yeah.
But I think it had been like brewing for both of us.
Yeah.
What inspired you? Can you talk about the origin story?
So we've had some like themes adjacent to this, but last weekend I was at the SMFA and one of my dear friends came to visit me and we had a long discussion in the reading room in the library. We were there for like 2 hours. Like people thought we were crazy probably. And at one point we were talking about just songs about crying. And this, several of the songs on this playlist were mentioned, but like this particular song that we just played, Crying by Roy Orbison.
It's a hard name.
Roy Orbison, say that 10 times fast. But that song came up, and I was like, that would be a really good radio show episode. So I'm going
right.
to steal this conversation.
Right. And then she texted
and then
me.
Texted
and I was
Sarah.
Like, you know what? I do love to cry. It is one of my top 10 activities, right?
Top 5. I'll say it's top 5.
No, you're right. You're right. It's definitely one of my hobbies. I think I'm pretty good at it. I do it quite often. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of practice. So, you know, the theme really just resonated with me when you told me. And I was like, yeah, of course. So then I sort of, when we were making the playlist last night, I like interpreted the theme more broadly as like songs that are like good to cry to. I think
yeah.
you've like done a playlist of songs that make you cry,
yeah.
which is different,
different
than songs
than
that you play
songs
while
you
you're
cry
already crying,
to.
Right?
Yes.
And maybe
things.
It's just me, but like when I am sad, I'm like, okay, what music can I play in the background to make this like a cinematic moment,
mm-hmm.
right? And like amplify my feelings.
Like how can I establish my role as the main
no,
character
in my life,
in
right?
my life,
exactly. How can I have like a Lady Bird moment out of every like moment in my life?
Yeah.
So I just feel like I put some songs on here that are some good like crying tunes. Two Slow Dancers by Mitski I think was one of the first ones. It's just
yeah.
so good and like I mean, obviously, all her songs are very emotional, and, like, her voice is just, like, very, like, just her songs are so emotional, and, like, I think that works well in, like, an angry, kind of, like, angry girl rock way,
mm-hmm.
but it also, on the other end of the spectrum, works really well in, like, a sad girl way, which
yeah.
I love about Mitski, that she can occupy both spaces, so I think her songs really... I don't know, that's just one of them that came to mind, but there's a handful of Mitski songs
yeah.
that come on when I'm sad, you know? Yeah, so I'm excited for this episode.
Me
excited
too.
To talk about these songs.
I'm so excited.
And yeah, I noticed you put some in there that had crying in the title.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
There was one, we're coming up late, it's a little bit later, but like Leslie Gore, like, you know, obviously most well known for probably her like It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, but like basically that whole album is, I mean, it's called I'll Cry If I Want To, and it's all songs about crying.
Whoa.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's really
Judy's
cool.
Turn to Cry, What Kind of Fool Am I, The Party's Over, Cry Me a River, there's one just called Cry.
Justin Timberlake, that song.
We should have played that. Wait, can we play that one?
Wait, okay, yeah.
Okay, we'll add it a little bit.
Wait, speaking of Lady Bird, like, that really, wow, okay, full circle.
All coming back. Speaking of Justin Timberlake, wow. Didn't he just do a song with SZA?
Did he? No.
I think, you know, he definitely did.
Sorry, I'm pulling up Spotify right now. There, what?
Like this week, yeah. Like this week it was released.
What? Is it good?
I think it was Justin Timberlake. It was definitely SZA.
That's an unlikely pairing.
But she did do that song for the Black Panther soundtrack that was like kind of poppy and like
different. Okay, yeah. It's called The Other Side from Trolls World Tour.
No! That's why it's him.
It's
the Trolls movie. Yeah.
SZA.
And they're making a second one.
SZA.
She's getting that money. What? She didn't she have to like stop her tour because she had laryngitis or something? There was something wrong with her vocal cords, yeah.
Wait, I love her. Okay, I'm glad that she's getting her coin. She deserves it.
I'm really happy for her, but also I would like a new album.
But
from
also,
her.
SZA, why are you wasting time on this song when you could be making your album? Okay, well, maybe we'll have to play that one too.
Maybe. What is it called again?
The Other Side.
The Other Side.
I don't know. We'll have to screen it off.
A double feature of that
there.
Song and, is it just called The Other Side? That Stroke song?
I think so.
It's like, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And then The Other Side by Conan Gray. You know that song?
A triple feature.
Yeah.
I don't really know Conan Gray, but people talk about
him. I just remember watching him on YouTube in, like, 2013. And he's from Texas. I remember his videos. He always talked about H-E-B.
Wow.
That's what like,
that's just how I talk.
Baking with Conan. And he would, like, go to H-E-B to, like, pick up the ingredients.
Of course.
And I was just like, wow, I'm so entertained by this, him grocery shopping. I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
I've actually been watching these, speaking of grocery shopping, I've been watching these TikToks recently. And not to talk about TikTok again,
but
it's just like a whole genre of like moms, you know, like
moms on TikTok,
middle-aged women. Yeah. And like, that's a whole genre in itself, but specifically moms who post like their children's lunches.
Whoa.
And it's always like so cute. And like the little like cut out with the cookie cutter, like, it's like little
that's
shapes
so
and stuff. And they all have like little like bento box, lunch boxes. And it's like, you know, she has like three kids. And so she's like, so today for the kids, like I packed like this, this, and this. But this one is allergic to peanuts. So like he gets a grilled cheese. And I'm like,
whoa. Hey, I think my mom's listening. Mom, if you want to pick up the slack, you know, get it together.
Yeah, it's
make
a very.
TikTok account.
Yeah, it's a very hot genre.
That's so. Like, I would not expect that
me
to
either.
Be a thing.
But also, I just
that's
like,
really
it's like, you know, those satisfying videos. I just like watching things fit perfectly into other
into
things.
Into other things.
So this
it's
is
so
like that.
True. Whoa. That's
with like a wholesome element too.
I'll have to watch that. I'll just text my sister, my youngest sister. I think as I talked about last time, she always sends me TikToks. So I'll just have to put in a special request for this type
yeah.
of this genre.
We're reaching out.
I'm guessing this
our man on the inside
of choice. That's good to know. Thank you for that information. I think at some point in this episode, I'll have to talk about me crying at my birthday party.
Maybe when we play the Leslie Gore song.
Right.
Yeah, that's in a little bit, so we'll have some.
Yeah, we can talk about like some good cries we've had in the recent past, or just in general.
Yeah.
You know, reminisce.
Top five cries
top
of all time.
Top five cries.
Places. Wait, what's that Facebook page? Places at Tufts that I've cried.
Is that a Facebook page?
Yeah, I think so.
I made a little zine during a POC circle last semester that was called Places on Campus That I've Cried. That's so interesting.
Cried on the Smith of Shuttle one time.
Yeah.
And it was at night and the shuttle driver just like didn't turn the lights off inside the bus. So it was just like the light.
Wait, I was picturing you like in the dark crying. Oh, that
no
makes
peace.
It even worse.
No peace for me.
That's, wow, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You
it was actually
anywhere.
When I got rejected from from being a focus, what's it called?
Support staffer. Yeah. Oh, well.
And now here we are.
And
look at us. Look at us,
hey,
huh?
Bridging the divide.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Hey, I mean,
not me.
I said Tufts was fun, right?
No, it was great. It was amazing. I hate focus now. Just kidding. I love focus. For what?
For what?
Love it. Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're gonna continue on with some music.
Mm-hmm.
What's up next, Georgia?
This next song is a song that I added. I added a lot of songs this morning, also. So this is a Dolly Parton song called I'm Gonna Hurry As Slow As I Can.
I love this song.
I love this song so much. We've definitely played it before, but it's just so good.
But it's fine.
I'm gonna play it again.
Okay, thank you.
Understand. Well, I'm smile so he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I have to live without. True talk. It's just so funny that I can't even see anyone when he's with me. He says he's so in love, he's finally got it right. I wonder if he knows he's all I think about at night. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's the song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. Drew walks by me. Can he tell that I can't breathe? And there he goes so perfectly. Kind of flawless I wish I could be. She better hold him tight, give him all her love. Look in those beautiful eyes and know she's lucky, cause he's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's the song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. As I turn out the light, I'll put his picture down and maybe get some sleep tonight. Cause he's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only one who's got enough for me to break my heart. He's the song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. He's the time taken up, but there's so he won't see.
Took a chance, made of a plan, but I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No,
you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from you. There's just no chance with you and me. There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you loved me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Said, but it wasn't like it only
talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it. Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I
found out from him. Now there's just no chance.
You and me,
you and me. You'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges were burned. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So call me a river. Go on and just
tell me a river.
Go on and just tell me a river. Baby, go on and just
tell me a river.
Oh, the damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. Oh, the damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. Damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
You don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I
found out from him. There's just no chance.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad?
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. Together.
see that I don't want your light to shine on me. He said goodbye, just let me.
So we have a very exciting announcement that we have we have a caller who called in and wanted to be put on the air. So there's that for your Friday afternoon. Hi, caller.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, callers. What's up? What's up? Would you like to introduce yourselves?
You got any granola?
Okay. Yeah. Caller, how's your day going?
It's good, but it'd be better if we got some free granola.
Oh, you get free granola every Friday at 4 p.m. if you tune into 91.5 FM WMFO Taos Medford Freeform Radio.
Can I talk about a political candidate?
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
There's some guidelines. If you call in, when we pick up, we'll tell them to you. When we told them to you, you cannot. you may not. I am asking once again for you to not.
I'm once again asking you to tell me the wrong.
Ha 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 ha! So funny. Anyway, do you guys have any questions for us, for the Granola Girls?
What?
Any questions for us? Anything you'd like to say on the air?
What's your favorite type of granola?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like, there's this brand called Purely Elizabeth. It's really good, very expensive for what it is. It's just this little bag of granola, but it's really good. Elizabeth, if you're out there, I love your work.
Is Honey Bunches of Oats granola?
No, I think it's cereal.
Are any of you in any plays coming up?
Any plays? Any plays?
I don't think... Sarah, have you heard of a play before?
I've never...
participated in the theater?
Never participated in the theater. I've never stepped foot in a theater, actually.
Theater? Melisma? I barely know.
No, yeah, I actually despise the art of theater with every fiber of my being.
What about... okay. Do you guys ever have any, like,
Vanilla
Reward giveaways?
Do we have giveaways?
We have free stickers if you want some.
Yeah.
Can you give away some hot takes?
Give away some hot takes?
Hot take. I have probably listened to more than one Tame Impala song, but if you asked me, I could probably only name one because they all sound the same.
No, that's true. That's just a fact. That's not a hot take. Yeah. It's a fact.
Hot take, that's not a hot take.
Whoa. Ooh, hey, whoa. That's pretty... Also, Emily Hu says hi. She just texted me.
Shout out to another listener, Emily Hu. We love you.
Thank you. Emily Hu.
Emily Hu.
I can't think of any hot takes right now.
Hot take, listeners. Do you think that our theme this week has been especially good?
Or especially bad? Let us know in the comments down below.
Especially bad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's not what I was expecting to hear.
Especially good.
Cool. Thank you. Micah, where's your favorite place on campus to cry?
Wait, what'd you just say? You should play Creedence Clearwater Revival. Big wheels keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on.
Hey. Okay, hey. Acapella.
Is this messing with copyright laws?
Because we can play. They don't get any money.
Yeah. Guys, I have a question for the two of you. Oh wow. Okay.
That is gorgeous.
Wow, that's really good. That's really something. Guys, where are your favorite places on campus to cry?
Yeah.
Cry?
Yes.
To cry.
My room.
Your room?
Huh.
That's a given.
That's a hot take.
The chapel.
Yeah.
Mm, that's a beautiful place.
Very spiritual. I'm trying to think of my favorite place to cry. Georgia, where's yours?
I think place where I cry the most, my room. That I think I would want to cry. Just to, like, kind of make a scene. Probably, like, just, like, in Carm. I just want to kind of, like, break down one day.
Yeah.
Place where I enjoy my cry and I feel very cinematic is, like, walking, like, the hill outside of Olin. Like, when I'm walking back downhill.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
What are we doing tomorrow?
I don't know. We have some plans.
We're sleeping in.
We're not going to expose our plans on
the air.
That's kind of dangerous. Because we're two young women, like, we can't be talking about our whereabouts.
Exactly. You never know.
You never know who's listening. Can you do a shout out?
To who?
Yeah.
To whom?
Happy birthday.
Happy. Sure.
My friend Renee. Happy birthday, Renee.
Oh, happy birthday, Renee. A week late.
Can I do a shout out?
I mean, it is a week late. Yeah.
Hey, Jersey, if you're listening.
I don't think she's listening, I have to say. Miss New Jersey. I don't think she is.
Neither of you are from Jersey. Okay.
That's so sad. I want to cry in the campus center, in the commons.
I'm now imagining...
During open block.
While walking through the ventilated steam next to Olin.
You're imagining crying while doing that?
Yeah, very cinematic.
That would be very cinematic. I agree. I like to cry in the women's center.
Hey, where are you going?
I've never cried there. It's just too peaceful.
Yeah. I feel like that's why I'll just sleep cry there. In there. That's a hot take.
You guys feel stuck?
Feel stuck? Is that what you said? Do we feel stuck?
We're going to do laundry on the radio.
Wow.
You heard it here first, everyone. This is the ASMR experience this week on the Granola Girls. Listen to the radio and listen to the laundry happen.
What's your favorite brand of dryer sheets?
I don't really
that brand?
Use dryer
Bounce?
Sheets.
Is that a brand?
Yeah,
Bounce in an orange
common.
Little box?
Everybody talks about detergent all the time. Like Tide
but
Pods
dryer sheets.
But dryer sheets are so much more important.
I wouldn't say there's so much more.
Because I don't think I've ever, like, consciously used
it.
It's like definitely not necessary.
That you put on the pasta. That's the most important part.
It's like the what part of pasta?
the little piece of parsley you put on top of the pasta.
But you can't even taste it.
Right, that's the most important part. The little parsley that you kind of push to the side because, like, you don't really want it.
Yeah.
It's really important. Yeah, Bounce is my, you know, if we could get a little endorsement, I would appreciate that. Some product Bounce? Placement from Bounce Dryer Sheets. Would love that.
Hey. Kind
of
fancy
when you're talking about parsley going on pasta.
Oh.
Penny parsley puts the penny pickled peppers pasta.
Okay, anyway, we should probably get back to the tunes.
Yeah, we have a right, good one that we kind of started playing, but I'm going to start it over again because we were distracted.
And we also
have
5 minutes left, so.
So, but we also don't because who's here next? Me.
Oh, you're right. Wait,
so I can play the rest of our songs.
But we also don't.
I have a question. Yes. I have a question.
Yes, caller.
What's your question, caller?
I have a question.
What is it?
Okay, so I have a bit of a dilemma tonight because I have something at 7. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then a party at 9:30.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But the friends I'm going to the party with, they're going to something at 8.
Yes.
So when do I get drunk?
We can't talk about that on the radio.
Yeah.
That's literally in the, that was another element of the rules that I read out. I'm not a cop.
We're
I just don't like to talk about
the
things that we're not supposed to talk about on the radio.
I didn't... Wait. I meant...
We do not endorse this behavior.
We're not going to support
you
doing
that. We're anti this behavior.
Wait, can we get off the air? I feel...
Yeah, okay, so we're gonna play some tunes. I hope your night works out for the best, caller. Have a great time.
What?
I hope your night works out for the best.
Okay.
Thanks, and keep listening.
Hey, don't hang up.
Well, you said, can we get off the air?
Yeah, but just play a song and then...
Okay, I think I know how to do that, I think.
Okay, we'll find out.
We'll figure it out. Once again, just before we pop off...
Before we
go off, we step off of the air. I want to remind everyone again that this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio, and you're listening to the Granola Girls for another hour, coming into this 5 to 6 hour block. Hope you have a wonderful evening, everyone. This is Willie Nelson.
In twilight glow. Blue eyes cry in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. No part.